technology. Nirbasha, there's a 800-pound gorilla apparently on the course, and he found your face. Could we get that all cleared up right away?
On Friday, I took a little tumble on the course. It was around lunchtime, and I somehow fell on my side, which meant, you know, I only put out one arm to stop my fall, which wasn't enough, so somehow my cheekbone found the pavement as well. But thankfully, you know, it didn't need stitches. And Mario, as you know, is a qualified nurse, was on duty on the course at the time, so he was able to patch things up and kind of send me on my way. So it looks a lot worse than it is.
Well, were you scared when you went down that that could have been like all over just like that?
It's more just loss of time. You know, you're kind of thinking, you know, I mean, I don't think I really thought it was all over, you know, because up here is no part of my body that I actually need to run with.
But including the brain, perhaps.
Including the brain, exactly. But I was a little bit worried if I had to go for stitches. I mean, that's an afternoon gone, you know. So thankfully, you know, within 10 to 15 minutes, I was patched up and on my way.
Well, you get updated as well. You had mentioned about the second half getting easier, and now you've gone by 2,000 miles and then some. Is it really getting easier, or?
Yeah, I think so. It's certainly easy, much easier on the body. In terms of the mind, you know, it's still playing its little games. It's like, oh my God, how long have I got to go, etc., etc. But you know, it's a real opportunity to work on, you know, developing all the inner spiritual qualities, you know, and just actually being happy out here. You know, so that's really something I really try and do, you know, right from the first lap. Really just to try and be happy out here and not think about, you know, how long I have to go or how long this, you know.
You know, I talked to Yuri about a week ago, and he also wants to remain positive, but he mentioned a period of time when he found it nearly impossible not to be invaded by thoughts and
yeah.
Be positive. And he just simply cried to God to help.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's definitely quite a lot of that going on where you definitely feel you can't do this by yourself. That somebody, you know, you could say the highest part of your own being, your soul, God, is doing this in and through you. And that's actually quite fun because then, you know, it's something you can very tangibly feel, and you try and identify with that highest part, you know, instead of identifying with your thoughts or with your body, your tired body. You really just try, you know, you actually feel that somebody or something is doing this in and through you, and you really try and identify with that highest part of your being.
Is this anything like you could do in the ordinary world to have that kind of experience? I mean, you may do it for a few minutes or an hour at a time, but here you're really pushed and pulled to do that, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the great things about this race, which I think would be impossible to replicate under normal situations, is just the sheer you know, amount of dedication that you need. You know, you're never, you know, for the 52 days, you're never really switched off. Even when the race course ends, you have to go home and take a break. You know, you're really, your bedtime routine, you know, you really have down, you know. So it's a very tremendous dynamic focus. You know, you never waste a minute. And you're all the time essentially, you know, trying to be out here running, you know, like I said, so that takes a tremendous amount of dynamism, and you know, it's something, like I said, you know, it doesn't let up throughout the whole entire 52 days, and yeah, I think that's something that's definitely would be quite hard to replicate in normal life.
The finish line now is no longer something imaginary.
Yeah.
It's starting to, like, can you kind of see it?
Yeah, well, that's good and bad at the same time, you know? You know, because it's still a long, long way away. 2 weeks is a long time by anybody's reckoning. I mean, the days do pass by pretty quickly, but, you know, once it starts to appear, then you're kind of like, how long, how long, how long? And really, I think the best advice, whether you've got 40 days left or 14 days, like we have here, or even 2 or 3 days, you know, it's just to take each day at a time. You know, really just to enjoy each day and, you know, see what each day has to bring.
Thank you.
Great, thank you.